Hello all, you're tuning in to the 96th episode of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina welcoming you. The month of Kartik has kicked in some parts of India where southwestern monsoon rains have ended. Here in Tamil Nadu, the Kartik month will be ushered in a month later with the northeastern monsoon still lingering a bit. Why is this difference? Because our calendars are tuned in to the local realities. Yet it is, in essence, it is the same. For example, what the Kartik month represent to those celebrating now and us here who will observe it in a month later are in essence similar. A spirit of rejuvenation, spring cleaning, kick-starting something that is fresh or something that has been lying dormant. Focus on health. You know, even as I am talking about it, I feel the thrill and the amazement of this diversity. Even though our calendars and months are diverse, and yet they are similar. If in all our decisions we could have the local and the big picture view at the same time, they will all nurture diversity, health, and resilience. On the side, a thought came. When our calendars are diverse and tuned locally, so are grains and greens, why can't our PDS or the public distribution system cater to that? Why across India, the same type of edible oil, for example, needs to be distributed, and why can't they be more locally sourced and processed based on regional produced seasonality and preference? In designing a system, why always, even for non-combat purposes, we must have one size fits all? Because it doesn't. It probably fits no one or very few. From the mismatch also starts other imbalances. Imagine if Tamil Nadu people were imposed to celebrate Kartik now, and Bengal, Assam, Orissa, etc. were told, no, hold on your practices, because according to the one calendar fits all, it will be next month. Odd, isn't it? Why then we accept that these monotonous practices in our food system? Imagine if we sourced local produce and local oils and distributed them primarily locally in our public distribution system. We could have then one or two more ubiquitous grains to cater to any additional demands. I'm imagining that such a PDS will be full of diversity and seasonality and will reflect health, healthy people and healthy planet. By promoting local grains, those varieties will not be lost, and birds and the bees and other critters who live and grow with them will love them too. More importantly, maybe it'll shift the focus of sourcing the food from small and medium farmers rather than large stretches of monocultures, which by design is anti-diversity. That was a bit of diversion, but very topical in thinking about global local integration as an interesting topic. Now back to where I was, our calendar, and specifically the Kartik month. One thing is for sure, irrespective of where and when in India it is celebrated, Kartik celebration has the spirit of rejuvenation, cleaning up within and beyond, and use of fire. Fire to clean, clear, brighten up, ignite, and remember and pay homage. This is in Kali Puja, Diwali, Dipavali, Kartikai Deepam, anywhere. Imagine yourself, you have been locked indoors with little produce, little income. If you were not already healthy, rainy months have aggravated your ailments. Most importantly, gloom and slush and molds and wetness, and now finally it is receding. I hear stories from East Bengal that the houses used to be made on higher ground. Floodplains would flood and rainwater may come even up to the courtyard, and one could sit and fish at home. While that bit was very attractive as a child when I heard this story, coming to think of it, flood water rising, grain reducing, or even getting, getting rotten with the wetness, sitting and fishing will be the last thing on the mind. Then the weather clears. If summer is primarily a month of eating gourds, it's watery and healthy vegetable, with some carrying over during the rains, avoiding most of the greens, the beginning of the Kartik is certainly the month to eat tubers, fresh produce, and greens. How it used to be? Imagine yourself, you have little grain left, and the new produce has not yet, it's not ready to harvest. You have pretty much nothing left by the end of the rain that you could eat, but with the end of the rain, some things are ready, the wild weedy greens and perhaps the tubers. It was interesting to know the ingredients of some of the ceremonial meals that are still made. Elephant foot yam, sweet potato, pumpkin, taro, both leaves and tubers, raw banana, actually plantain, elephant apple. This is not very popular in South India, but in whole of Eastern India, elephant apple is very popular. And we do have a tree here. Coconut, ginger, a fresh tamarind. Fresh tamarind because the tamarind hasn't ripened yet. Moong or matar, the peas dal, anything dry ingredients which could be used. That way, coming to think of it, Kartik used to be a difficult month because with prolonged rain, a typical farmer had nothing much produce or income left. Since nothing is quite ready, no one had to everyone had to improvise while focusing on boosting health and energy. I read some blog recently, beautifully reminding how it was a rather sad month, lingering hardship with a lot of time, men from the poor families having to leave home for work. But, if you see our festivals, this is the festival where one honors brothers, where honors husbands, because perhaps wishing their longevity and wishing that they are their health is good, because perhaps this is the time they would leave home to go and earn somewhere else. But at least they could leave home, which was not the possibility during the rains. So in that way, it is a month of hope. Any gaps in food grains and produce are made this month by the wild and weedy food. Not just because tubers and fresh weedy greens are available, they are also medicinal, rich in nutrients and macronutrients, boosting health, energy, and spirit. On the last day of the rainy month, Ashwin, and the first day of the Kartik, in several tradition, Ashwini Kumars, the twins, the celestial medics, are worshipped. In parts of Bengal and Bangladesh, the celebration starts on the last day of the rainy month, Ashwin, with a fast, preparing food that is eaten only on the next day. The preparation varies as well. In some places, a special dal called Garur dal is made with many of the tubers I had mentioned. And it is, in other places, it's a special pantha, or the fermented rice. In some places, this pantha is made with millets instead of paddy. Makes sense, no? In either case, a lot of different kinds of local seasonal veggies are added to the pot. That and jaggery and coconut are offered on the first day of the Kartik before the feast begins. I've been reading that there are different but very similar rituals in Assam, Orisha as well. Habishiali in Orisha, and Kati Bihu in Assam. In Tamil Nadu too, there are celebrations of similar nature when it gets to the Kartik month. A lot of sweets, a lot of lamps are lit in the Kartikai Deepam. A lot of special sweets, I remember. Now that Kartik month has started, a few days, there will be a ceremonial launch of Eating Greens Again with 14 greens in Bengal and Assam and other states. It is not about eating 14 greens that one day. It is reminding to start eating bitters, the weedy greens, to detox and boost immunity, and to eat all that is growing locally, seasonally, for better health. My mother says it used to be focus on one or few of these medicinal, often bitters, to be eaten each day with the beginning of the Kartik month and to continue. Somehow that kind of got into a celebratory eating of 14 greens together. I always had an issue with that because, you know, it is not great to eat a whole lot of greens together. So it is good to, you know, keep, you know, 2, 3, 5, 6 maximum. Because, you know, these are also very potent food, if you see. So sometimes if you are eating, 15, 20 or 30 different kinds, some of them bound to be opposing each other. And that's not a great idea to have a war going on in your tummy. So it is a good idea to, because they are so potent, to actually kind of take bits of this every day for a long period of time. Also kind of lets you experiment with other recipes. Why not? Typically in Tamil Nadu, rain is more intermittent over the season. And therefore, unless there is it's a particular year with too much rain, which happened, more frequently in the past years, a selection of bitters and wild weedy greens are eaten along with while the rainy season is ongoing. Like, you know, a few of them will come up and will be okay to eat. Locally in northern Tamil Nadu, it is time for Punarnava or Mukaratikiri. Ponnangani and its different varieties, but if you are going in for Ponnangani, make sure where you're sourcing it from. Very important, because it's a plant that grows low and in water, so which kind of water it is growing, it is very important. Giloy or Guduchi, we all now know the name. Yes, you can add it to your, if you're making a rasam or some kind of a soup together, you can just add a few leaves of that. Tallikire, which is Ipomia muricata, marginiata. So this is actually quite delicious. Very easy to kind of add it to any food and wonderful. And also Valakiri, which is Gyanendra, Cleom Gyanendra. This is the things to eat now. Now, these are like the herbaceous plant that I mentioned. But at this time, there is more focus on eating a few other things. For example, the Indian coral tree leaves, which is Kalyana Moringa Kiri. It's also time to start eating Agathi Kiri, leaves of Sesbania tree. Murungai Kiri, the drumstick leaves. Notice that the Ipomia is a climber. And all the last three that I have mentioned, they are from trees. So there too, there is a conscious effort to not go for things which are growing yet in water. So in Tamil Nadu, we are not going full weedy herbs as yet. Also, across the board in Kartik, non-vegetarian food is, during the month of Kartik, non-vegetarian food is eaten less. It is the time, traditionally it is it's a month dedicated to Vishnu. So there is a less of use of any meat or fish, but it is also has, if you think of it, has other meaning. It is a time to focus on the detox, to reboost energy with tubers, greens, and grains. To allow a wonderful logic for a tradition, that doesn't mean that you only have to follow traditional recipes. You can figure out on your own different things that you can make out of them. Try out, and if you want some ideas, check out my Instagram post. It's also called Edible Weed Walk. But I would love to hear from you about the traditional recipes you follow or the recipes you come up with. let me know. You can leave a comment in my YouTube channel or at edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. Happy Deepavali, Diwali, Kali Puja, Bhai Dooj, and all the celebrations of heart and health and mind. Take care. I'll see you next week. Stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.